What do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or the what'll get you."
What will they use?
Well, you know, some people will say, if they want the children to behave, sometimes they say to a child, "You better behave or the..."
"No, I'll whip you."
Yeah, or they say, "You better behave or the something's going to get you."
The bad man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. On December the 25th, when you see your friends, what do you say to them?
"Christmas."
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, "I sure am glad I don't have to, what, this very far."
"Tote it."
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can pull its head and its tail and its 4 feet up inside its shell?
I call it a turtle.
Okay. And what do you call the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Tapping.
Okay. Now, are there any other kind of things like that besides a turtle and a terrapin?
I can tell of a gopher.
Well, now, where do they live?
They stays out. You know, they stays out. They don't stay in the water.
Uh-huh.
And they pushes up dirt.
Mm-hmm. So they might come around in your yard or something?
That's right.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? Come in. Hi, you all through?
No, I need to,
say, what was the last one I asked? What do you call the center part of an egg? Did I?
Yeah, that's what you asked.
Okay, and did you tell me which?
I told you the yellow.
Okay, then. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Up here.
Uh-huh.
Shoulder. Breath.
Fine. What do you call something that a person gets into if he wants to go out on a lake? You know, you get in, if you want to go out on a lake or on a creek or something, you get into a...
boat.
Okay. Do you have different names for different kinds of boats?
Mm.
Which you might use if you were going fishing?
Now, I know, flat. That's the one of these wide things, you know, you can carry mules and buggies and wagons across. That's what my uncle had when he was tending the ferry, and he carried people across the ferry, and they had a flat. Well, a lot of times they'd get that flat out there, and about 15 or 20 could sit out there and fish in that flat.
Uh-huh.
And some would be on boats.
Mm-hmm. But now the boats, let's see, so the flat doesn't have any sides on it?
No, it didn't have no sides on it.
Uh-huh.
It had, you know, just a banner up there. And it was wide, well, as flat as I... It's about as long as from here to that one in the yard. And it's not near wide as these two rooms. Well, you could put two horse wagons side by side.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it had a big old iron rope what he pulled across. He pulled that
mm-hmm.
rope and then pulled that flat cream across
mm-hmm.
and cattle. But I never did want to get in the boat, but I'd get in the flat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, flat seems like it'd be a better kind of place to be, because mm-hmm. it'd be bigger.
A boat and a, let me see, there's another kind of boat, I can't, the name of it, but I can't call.
Well, what about a boat?